Welcome to this month's edition of the Anger Coach Podcast, sponsored by AngerCoachOnline.com and the Anger Coach Online Affiliate Program, where distance learning can be profitable in more ways than one. The Anger Coach Show is produced by Population Ford and Dr. Tony Fiore, psychologist, marriage therapist, and anger management trainer. We encourage listener participation. Send all comments to drtony@angercoach.com. And now, Dr. Tony Fiore.
Hello, this is Dr. Tony Fiore. Welcome to this month's Anger Coach Show. Well, we continue in our series of how to tank your relationship. Today, we are on lesson two. In our last blog, we taught you lesson one, and that was react to bad behavior by your partner in a way that indicates that you think you are 100% right and they are 100% wrong.
That's what I'm talking about.
Then assume that there is only one way, your way, to view or look at the situation. So there is no need to try to see things from the perspective of your partner.
This sounds familiar.
Well, today we continue with our lessons on how to tank a relationship, just in case lesson one hasn't worked for you yet.
What is that supposed to mean?
In today's lesson, we're going to talk about anger and handling it toward each other poorly. So lesson two is handle anger toward each other poorly.
Be more specific.
To tank your relationship, get stuck in your anger, either as the partner with the original anger or as the partner who was on the receiving end of anger. Either way, getting stuck in anger can quickly turn to disgust.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Eventually, you might even get to contempt for your partner, which is actually a death blow to most relationships.
Death awaits you all with nasty big pointy teeth.
With a contemptuous attitude, you don't even bother to get angry back at your partner because you tell yourself, I won't stoop to my partner's level by getting angry. So instead you stonewall, which means you don't talk at all to your partner. You become passive aggressive, which means getting back at your partner in a sneaky way, or you emotionally shut down. Fact is, research on successful couples shows that anger itself is not a dangerous emotion for marriages.
Huh?
In fact, many highly successful couples regularly blow up at each other. Blow-ups are not necessarily destructive, within limits, of course. Rather, partners getting stuck in their resentment for having been attacked is an equally serious issue that brings down a marriage. That is because when a person fails to stand up forcefully when feeling disregarded or criticized harshly, they almost always harbor resentment and an internal attitude of contempt. That is, they think of themselves as better in some sense than their exploding partner.
Dang!
And as mentioned, having contempt toward your partner is a very serious problem in terms of longevity of the relationship.
I don't feel very good.
Now, caution. Only listen to the rest of the broadcast if you have decided not to tank your relationship, because the following information might actually save your relationship.
Don't worry, man. I won't tell anyone either.
What is the healthy way to handle anger in relationships?
That's a very good question.
First, if you are the primary angry partner, learn to communicate better and deal with normal angry feelings more effectively without destroying your partner or the relationship in the process. There are many ways to handle anger so that you can get a better result and you can get more of what you want from your partner. These techniques, including something called a softer startup, are what we teach in local anger management classes as well as in our online distance learning program. Second, you do not have to suffer in silence if you are in a relationship with a person who handles their anger poorly. The trick is to stand up for yourself and deal with the issue rather than stuffing it and building resentment through the years. Of course, do not put yourself in a dangerous situation by standing up for yourself with a truly raging or violent partner. Research strongly shows that partners of people who act badly in any way, including anger, have more influence than they think on future occurrences of that bad behavior by their spouse.
This power cannot be revoked.
You do not have to tolerate it and can even change it to some extent if you do the right things.
This sounds familiar.
The Anger Coach podcast has been brought to you by The Anger Coach and AngerCoachOnline.com, a distance learning program for individuals, the workplace, and couples. For additional products to manage your anger and enhance your relationships, visit our website at www.angercoach.com.
Population